Good evening.
Brian, good evening. Investigators say that Miriam Carey went downhill after having her baby, suffered postpartum depression, and then began having delusions and was hospitalized at one point. They say she believed that the federal government had her under surveillance and that President Obama was communicating with her. After searching Miriam Carey's condo in Stamford, Connecticut, and talking with relatives, investigators say she had been diagnosed with depression and psychosis, but had recently stopped taking her medications. They say travel records show she drove directly from there to Washington yesterday. The chaotic events begin here at one of the security checkpoints on the perimeter of the White House grounds. Investigators say at 2:12 in the afternoon, Miriam Carey's car turned into this driveway, hit some temporary fencing, and then started backing up, striking a Secret Service officer, causing minor injuries. No shots were fired here. From there, she speeds up Pennsylvania Avenue toward the U.S. Capitol, going 80 at one point. Police thought it was all over when she got to the foot of Capitol Hill, just below the U.S. Capitol, when they managed to get her stopped. But that's when it escalated. As they approached her car, she jammed it into reverse, striking one of the patrol cars, and took off again. This time, police and Secret Service officers fired, trying to stop her. 9 shots, police say. But she kept driving, looping around traffic circles, and then on up past the Capitol building with bullet holes in her car visible. It ended on the other side of the Capitol from the White House. Police say Miriam Carey was coming up Constitution Avenue near the Senate office building when police again opened fire. They say she saw that these barriers that pop in the street had been raised, so she shifted into reverse to try to turn around. And police say in the course of that, she backed into this police guard booth. 17 shots at that location, police say. Only afterward did they discover that her 1-year-old child was in the car unharmed. Chuck Wexler runs the Police Executive Research Forum. He says police are trained not to shoot at fleeing cars, but around the White House and the Capitol, he says, there's a constant worry about car bombs.
You have improvised device, you have terrorism. Policing in Washington, D.C. is a lot more complicated. They have to protect the U.S. Capitol and the White House. They're concerned about terrorism.
Well, one thing people often ask is, why not just shoot out the tires?
These things happen very quickly. You had a situation where one police officer was already hurt. They tried to get into the White House. Now they're trying to get into the U.S. Capitol. These things happen almost instantaneously.
Police will conduct an investigation to see if the use of force, deadly force, was justified, a standard practice in an incident like this.